This is Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach, here to tell you about the episode today. But before I get to that, I want to remind you that the Brain BS Podcast is here to offer you a psycho-spiritual approach to life that will inspire you to live consciously and make your overall health a priority. While it can enhance your quality of life dramatically, it is not meant to be a replacement for a needed intervention. So if you are struggling with your physical, emotional, or mental well-being, please seek the professional support that you need. Now let's dive into episode number 178 of the Brain BS Podcast called How You Feel Really Matters. Today we are going to talk about how important the way you feel on a regular basis is and why you need to increase your self-awareness around this. I'm going to break it down into three primary points. The first one is the importance of the think, feel, act cycle. The second point is it's an invitation to uncover your subconscious programming and hidden commitments, and I'll explain what those are when I talk about it. And number three, we're going to talk about it, the importance of it in terms of energy and universal law. And then if you stick with me to the end, I'm going to share a tool I created that's called Primary State of Mind that will make you more self-aware of how you are feeling and the message your body is trying to tell you. Do you want more out of your life, but not exactly sure what that might be? Are you longing for something, but can't quite put your finger on what it is? That is the universe speaking to you, and it is time to listen up. I'm your host, Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach. I created the Brain BS Podcast to help people define what success means to them and show them how to get it. I help you to let go of fear and doubt and prepare your nervous system for success. I show you how to understand your own energy and to trust yourself to make all the decisions. If you are ready to go inward and stop looking outside yourself for all the answers, this is the podcast for you. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS Podcast. All right, let's get started with episode 178, How You Feel on a Regular Basis Really Matters. So let's begin with the first topic, and that's the think, feel, act cycle. So anytime we have a thought, that triggers a feeling, and that leads to us taking an action. And that's how we get our result. So depending on how you feel, that inspires you to take different actions. And sometimes if you're feeling uncomfortable and in a quote unquote bad state, you're less likely to take action and more likely to shut down. So the think, feel, act cycle is very important because it determines what you experience on a daily basis. So if you are not feeling good, if you're feeling resentful, if you're feeling judgmental, you're feeling critical, your heart is likely closed down. You're not really open to communication. You're probably being pretty critical and judgmental of other people as well as yourself. And it's typically not going to get you where you want to go. So if you're trying to do anything different or make any changes or improve your life, you want to really pay attention to the think, feel, act cycle. The second point I want to bring up is when we experience uncomfortable emotions, it's really an invitation from our subconscious and unconscious programming to let us in on what's going on beneath the surface. So we spend so much of our time squashing down our feelings that we don't even know they're there. And we kind of just build up like this armor of resistance in general as an approach to life. Sort of like a, you know, low intensity, mild, just resistance to everything. And it becomes a way of life and it creates its own issues because we're not really addressing why it's there. And usually it's there because it's been there for a very long time. It's something that we learned at a very early age. It's part of our programming of how we react when we get triggered and when things don't go the way that we want them to. So becoming aware of what's going on in there is really important because no matter what you say or do, no conscious thoughts or actions are going to speak louder than your unconscious programming. In her book, The Right Questions, Debbie Ford calls these hidden commitments. So this is why we sabotage ourselves all the time, because we think we want something, but beneath the surface, there's something else, another part of us that doesn't want it at all because it's scared and it doesn't feel like it's safe and it wants to stay small and hidden because that's the way brains work. So it's really important to understand how you're feeling, because it's giving you messages, it's giving you a gift, it's making you aware of something that's beneath the surface that you might not otherwise know is there. And then the third reason why energy and why it's so important to be aware of how you're feeling is because of energy and universal law. So we often hear people talking about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is, you know, you want to maintain a frequency, a higher frequency with a solid belief foundation, a sense of feeling that you're going to get what you want, it's coming to you, and really believing in that and staying in that frame of mind. Now, when it doesn't happen right away, it's really hard to stay in that frame of mind. And I just want to point out that law of attraction is really, that's just a part of it, because law of cause and effect means you have to actually take an action to get that result. So law of attraction on its own isn't really going to do a whole lot for you. It might make you feel better, but not if you're like spiritually bypassing something to just try not to deal with it. So sometimes we have to go through the muck and we have to go into the darkness to get to the other side. Sometimes we can just change a thought and feel better right away. We know the difference when we start to do this work. So I've given you three reasons why how you feel matters on a regular basis. The first one is because it determines the results you have in your life based on the think, feel, act cycle. The second is it's an invitation for you to uncover subconscious and unconscious programming and hidden commitments that are creating your reality. So yes, the think, feel, act cycle is important and it's effective when the subconscious programming isn't fighting it. But if it is, you need to know what's in there and what's happening. And then the third, we want the universal laws to work with us, not against us. So we want to keep that in mind whenever we're doing any of the work. And there's other laws I can bring into this right now, but I'm just going to keep it at law of attraction to keep the episode a little bit briefer, more concise, and being mindful of your time and what I'm trying to achieve in this episode. So I told you at the beginning that I have a tool that I created, and it's in my course, Mastering Brain BS for Success. And it's called Primary State of Mind. So what we do is we do a brain drain of all the thoughts that are going on in our mind in a given moment. And I like listing them. You could write them in any format you want. That's a part of the work also. You have to do what works for you, not necessarily what works for me. So I do a list of all the emotions. Well, actually, kind of for this exercise, you have to do a list, because I'm going to ask you to do something else too. So you put a list of all the thoughts that you're having about your primary state of mind in a given moment when you sit down to do this. You could pick a particular topic if you want, or you could keep it just in general about whatever is happening for you that day. And then after each thought, I want you to go back and I want you to take your time with this. This isn't something that you rush through. I want you to really think about what feeling comes up for you when you think that thought. And by a feeling, I mean an emotion. And it's a one word. So we're not going to say, I think I feel, because that's a thought. We're actually going to pick one emotion. And I'm going to attach a handout in the show notes. It's a handout from my course, so that you can actually do this exercise on your own after this episode if you're inspired to do it. So you're going to write down an emotion next to that. And then you're going to look and you're going to find what your top three emotions are. And that's what I call primary state of mind. So for me, like as an entrepreneur, I've done this exercise and the top three emotions could be like fear, doubt, and uncertainty. Well, as you can imagine, that's not really going to inspire me to take a lot of action. And it's probably going to keep me small and safe and hidden. And it's not really how I want to show up to my business. That being said, though, sometimes that's just the way it is, because that's life. Life's 50-50. We are not going to be happy all the time. We are here to experience all the emotions, not just the positive ones. We're led to believe that when we do experience the uncomfortable emotions, that something has gone wrong and we need to figure it out so we can get back to feeling better. But that's not actually how it works. Okay. So we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, which is a part of this work too. So once we recognize what the primary emotions are, then I'm going to ask you to do something else. I created this thing called fear factor. So F is feeling. So I want you to put the emotion that you described, one of your top three, in the F line. And then below it, you're going to put an E, and that's for evaluation. And what I want you to do here, this is all about the mind-body connection. I want you to feel what that emotion feels like in your body. I want you to actually feel it. Like sometimes people describe them with colors, textures, whether the emotion moves or not, whether it's vibrating or it feels solid and heavy. Whatever it is, I want you to come up with your own vocabulary and your own way of describing how emotions feel in your body. And if it's really hard for you to do that, I just want you to imprint it on your mind what it feels like and get very familiar with that feeling. And then we're going to go to the A line, which is below that. So you have F feeling, E evaluation, and then A is assessment. And what I want you to do here is I want you to assess, how does this emotion impact your life? How does it impact who you hang out with and who you don't hang out with? What you try to do and what you avoid doing. Get really familiar with what this emotion is doing to you in your life, because I promise you it's having a huge impact. And then I want to go to the R line, okay? The R line is reframing it. We often think, as I said before, that these emotions are negative and they're a problem, but they're not. So R is for reframing the emotion and finding the message in it. What could our body, because that's what our body's doing when we have an emotion and we feel it in our body, which is our subconscious and unconscious programming, is trying to send us a message about something that we are not aware of, that we have a blind spot around, and it's trying to get us to look at things differently. Once we're able to actually accept that the emotion's there, reframe it, and find the gift in it and the message, it makes it a lot easier to feel the emotion, which is the last part of it. So when I did the fear factor around my business, it became evident to me that I had all this anxiety and fear and uncertainty a few years ago because my nervous system wasn't ready for success yet. So I was trying to take all these actions and do all these bold things, but it wasn't my time yet. Divine timing definitely has a place in all this. So when I realized that, I stopped everything. I stopped trying to sell. I stopped trying to get coaches. And I went inward for a deep dive into really getting to understand my subconscious and unconscious programming. I did that by studying human design and by the gene keys. Had I not gone through everything, had I not reframed it, and I had not realized what my body was trying to tell me, I could have just beat the crap out of myself trying to be successful in this business. And there's no way it would have ever happened because my subconscious programming was not on board. Does that make sense? It's actually a beautiful thing, uncomfortable emotions, even though it doesn't feel like it. But the second part of the primary state of mind is once you realize the emotions that you have, the impact that it's having on you, what it feels like in your body, so you can recognize it quicker the next time it shows up, then you have to get good at feeling the emotions. And you could do that all kinds of different ways. One of my favorite ways to do it for when I'm not in the mood to meditate and I don't want to just be still and I don't want to just lay there, is I turn on the voice, the blind auditions. Those blind auditions and seeing the families there supporting the person who's up there, the courage it takes to go up on that stage and sing in front of all those people and to bring your gifts to the world to be rejected or accepted. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing with my business. So it really moves me and it can get me bawling. And then after I start bawling, I let go. Well, I don't really have to let go of it because it's such a positive thing in the voice. I just go with it. But then my mind just like I just start bawling and my mind becomes empty. It's the craziest thing. I'm not even attached to the story of why I started crying in the first place. I just let it go and I felt so much lighter and better after. Now, you could do this in a meditation too, where you lay down and you think about something really sad that's impacted you, something that's really difficult for you, and you get the tears and the emotions or whatever feelings it is that come up. It could be anger or whatever. And then you feel those feelings and you let go of the story then too, and you become the observer of your mind. You don't buy into it. You don't get attached to the story. You just feel the emotions and let it go through you. Brooke Castillo says an emotion is just a vibration in your body, and it is, but it's more than that when we resist it and we don't acknowledge that it's there. It can be a vibration in the body and it can be temporary, but in order for that to happen, we have to feel it and let it pass. So I want to review what we talked about today. I try to keep it as short and sweet to the point so that you can really implement what I'm talking about here. So it's really important what you're thinking, okay? The think, feel, act cycle is super important, determines your results. It's also really important to understand your subconscious and unconscious programming, what it feels like in your body, and the message that your mind and body are trying to send to you. Universal law is important always because you always want to have the laws work for you and not against you, which is why I am going to be bringing in an episode on universal laws every month this year so that we can incorporate it into the work and make you aware of it. And then once you are aware of why it's so important, then you have to deal with those feelings. You have to figure out what's it all about. So that's when you use the tool I call Fear Factor to figure out what it is based on your primary state of mind. And then the last handout, I'm going to put two in there because the other handout, they're together in the course, but they're actually on separate handouts. So there will be two handouts in the show notes. And the first one will be the fear factor, and the second one will be how to feel the uncomfortable emotions. I hope you enjoyed the podcast episode today, and I hope you'll consider sharing it with other people. What I talk about on the podcast can be really beneficial to a lot of people who are suffering out there who don't realize they're doing it to themselves with their brain BS. So if you value what I'm teaching, I would really appreciate it if you would go to the show notes and click on the link to follow the podcast and write a favorable review. That will make it way easier for me to reach more people with this work, and I'm on a mission to do that because I really do believe that living consciously can solve a lot of our problems. So I know you learned something valuable here today. I'll see you next episode. Check out my website at www.thebrainbs.com, where you can find a blog post that will accompany this episode every week with a call to action so that you can actually learn how to implement what you learn here. I am also looking for people who are willing to participate in Brain BS experiments, and I can answer any questions you have. You can email me at mkcoachllc@gmail.com or schedule a connection call with me on the homepage of my website. See you next episode.